Jay just told us his last 2 weeks have been some of the best practices of the year. Would you concur with that with the offensive
guys? Yeah, it's been great. We get to compete against each other every day, our offense against their defense, and then we've had a period of practice every day where we kind of do some developmental stuff with the younger guys. So we've been getting a really good look at our younger players, that guys that haven't played a lot this year.
You don't get many opportunities to face a Heisman Trophy winner, you know, because there haven't been a lot of defensive winners at all. But how fun is it to get that opportunity in this game?
I think this is the second time I went against, he's probably the best football player I've ever seen. I mean, he's an unbelievable player. To play 100 and something snaps every game and be that good on offense and then cover people the way he does in the fourth quarter of games after he's played 100 plays is like, I've never seen him like it. Lots of respect for him.
What are your needs position-wise in the transfer portal on offense?
I think we're, you know, we would like to get a little bit more depth at O-line. We like the guys that are returning, but a little more depth there would be good. We're not desperate for it. It's got to be the right guy and the right fit. There's a chance maybe, I think we're addressing our need at tight end. And other than that, I think we're in pretty good shape.
Do you need depth at quarterback or no?
We like the guys we have. Well, you know, I think you never say never at any position. Anytime that you have a chance to get a player that helps your team get better, you have to be open to that. But our needs, like immediate need, would be just a little more depth at O-line, and that's pretty much it. We really like the QBs we have. McKay Hillstead and Trayson Bourget have really made a lot of progress in the past year, as has Jake. And so we're pretty excited to think about where those three guys can be in a year from now.
When you bring up that they've made progress, how do you kind of define that without game snaps? Like, where do you see that progress?
Just practice. You know, we try to make these, you know, we're scrimmaging basically every day in these bowl practices. It's almost like an extra spring ball. By the time we play the game, it's almost as much work as we get in spring. And so McKay and Trayson have gotten a portion of every practice so far. And we've got 6 or 7 practices left. So we'll keep pushing. And I just see progress every day, just those guys managing the offense with more efficiency all the time. And just like we saw to Jake, you know, over the past year. And I think in a year from now, those three guys, it's pretty exciting to think about where they can be by this time next year.
Who does Colorado's defense resemble, if anybody, that you've seen?
The NFL. It's a very NFL style defense. A defensive coordinator came from the NFL. Obviously, Coach Prime's an NFL guy. They got a bunch of NFL coaches. They have very skilled, play lots of man coverage, and their pass rush is real. Man, those ends, those defensive linemen want to get after the quarterback. They're very good defense. I have a lot of respect for these guys. They're good.
When you bring up their D line, I think of some of your personnel on the offensive line. Is Keim? I know you kind of didn't rule out the possibility of him playing the postseason.
Keim won't be back. No, he won't be here. We were hoping there was a long shot a while back. There was a long shot hope of that, but he's not going to be available.
How about Jada? I don't think he played in the last.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be available either. We were hopeful there too, but I don't think he will.
So Whalen keeps going at tackle, and how do you feel?
Possibly. We have some other options there. That's one of the nice things about the bowl game is we've been working a variety of combinations of trying to get our best five out there and then have contingency plans for if this guy goes down, what's our best five? If that guy goes down, what's our best five? And we've gotten pretty good at that this year. We've played a lot of different offensive linemen, and we got pretty thin at the end of the season there in November. It was pretty thin, but we'll be ready.
What are your expectations for Jake going into this matchup? What do you want to see out of him?
I just wanted to see him take another step forward. I thought he had a very good season. I thought, in November, did not play his best. We didn't play our best as an offense in November. But I think that if you look at the overall big picture of the season, he had a very good year, and I expect him to just take another step forward in this game and then just keep incremental steps into next season. I expect him to be one of the best quarterbacks in college football next year.
We've talked about the importance of internal recruiting during the transfer portal and all of that. How hard is that right now? We're talking to Jay about this, but how hard is that with the impending roster limitations that seem to be coming? I just wonder what that's like as a coach with that, you know, kind of looming over your head.
Yeah, it's hard, and I agree with the comments that I've heard by a lot of coaches that this is crazy that we have the transfer portal open while we still have games going on. There's a lot of madness, but the only thing you can do is just adapt to it and figure it out, because it's not, it is what, you know, it's happening. And do I like it? No, but we have to just deal with it and do our best. And I think we're doing a good job of managing it. And I think, you know, we have a really good team coming back next year and good players that have already told us they're staying. And so we just got to keep working our way through it.
Is one of those guys who's staying, is it Chase? Is he laid it out to what his plans are?
I'm going to let our players do their own thing on that, but we've had some good players that we really like that tell us they're staying, and we're excited about that.
Between the Houston game and now, how much of the time span of like ex interviews and kind of getting a vision of what these guys are planning on doing for next year, how much of that has been?
That's a good question. We met with all of our players right away after that game, you know, and that's normal. You always do that. At the last game of the season, you meet with all your players, and we did that right after that game. It was Monday or Tuesday.
From your time with Kyle, you guys were good in bowl games, if I remember, had a good bowl record. What's kind of the secret, or what's the formula for success for winning bowl games?
Well, I think the biggest thing about bowl games is just usually the team that's most excited about being there usually wins. That's the first thing. I mean, you got to show up excited to play and be excited to finish the season on the right note. So it starts with just enthusiasm and being excited about the game itself. And then I think we have a good practice format that we do here where we get a lot of good work, but it's the practices aren't torture. And then you get a lot of developmental work with the younger players. And I think the older players embrace that, coaching up the younger guys. And so the early part of practice is game plan type stuff. And the second part of practice is development and, looking forward to next season.
So the teams that don't have a lot of enthusiasm at bowls are often teams that had a really good September and October and had their dreams dashed in November. Yeah. How do you work with the psychology of the team, and what's your sense of where the team is after that?
Well, our team is, I think, really proud of being 10-2. I think our team, you know, disappointed to not be in the playoff. You could make an argument that we're better than a couple of teams that are in it, I believe. But nobody here is not excited about playing. We've had a fun year. We've had a great year. I think everybody is excited to play this game for sure. And we're playing against a really good team that we respect a lot. And I think it's going to be one of the most exciting games this month.